Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Jen, aka Gigi. Now, I know a lot of y'all were talking about your resolutions. That's real nice. And then a lot of y'all were like, oh, well, you know, you only have like two little goals or whatever. You know, you'll make it, you'll do fine, blah, blah, blah. Thanks for words of encouragement. But y'all, I have a lot of goals. I just, you know, didn't list all of them. But like, you know, one of my other ones is don't buy unnecessary things. I know for me, I just like shopping. Like, I just like buying things just to have them. And it's not like anyone even really sees half of the stuff I have. Like, y'all, I have all these damn shoes and like, you know, you get those stupid raffles or whatever everyone's like obsessed with. Like, I win them and they're just sitting in there. Like, they're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't wear them. I don't know. If I see it and I think it's cute or it's something I want, I'm gonna get it. That's how it is. If I see it, I like it, I want it, I buy it, I do all that. Like, last year, I can tell you right now, there's plenty of time I bought stuff that I know I'm not going to wear. I'm not going to use it. I just have it just to have it. Like, me and this guy, we were sitting there talking about something, and I was like, buy me these shoes. And he was like, okay, let me see, you know, how much they are. Then he was like, first of all, you know, damn well, those are ugly, and you're not going to wear them. I was like, okay, I want them. Yeah, I'm sorry, this is so stupid now that I'm saying it out loud. I was like, it's just stupid. And it was only because they're limited edition. I can't even remember who the hell, like, what the hell the shit was. It was like shoes or a jacket or something. Either way, it was like a collab, like, between, you know, I think it was like North Face and somebody else. Anyway, I was like, I think there was a jacket. And then I was like, I really want this. And he was like, you're not going to wear that. And I was like, okay, but I want it though. And he was like, for what? And so I gave him like a couple reasons. And one reason was like, one, it's limited edition. So duh. Two, who the hell else you going to know that's going to have this? No fucking body. Three, I was like, thinking about the resale value in a couple of years. No, damn well, I probably won't even resell them because they're just going to sit there and collect fucking dust because I forget what the fuck I have. I mean, shit. I mean, I might, so I don't know. But anyway, y'all, like, that's my issue. I just buy necessary things. Like, you know how many damn makeup palettes and things I have, and I've never even, y'all, I have like six, I reorganized my makeup stuff. I have six palettes that aren't even out the plastic that I just bought just because I thought they were cute. That's what I'm like. Y'all, I have stuff, and realistically, like, I have other palettes that basically have the same color, but it, you know how it is. That's my problem. So that's one thing, just stop buying unnecessary things. Just because I see it, I don't have to have it, especially if I'm not going to use it, but that's going to take a lot of work for me. So that also goes into saving. I feel like I'm a pretty good saver. This, you're probably like, girl, no, you don't save shit. I do, like, I have a good majority of my check going into a savings account. So, but I've had to use it for reasons. So, whatever. But I just feel like if I save more, then, you know, then I'll just be like, I can't pull money out of my savings. I don't like taking money out of my savings account. That's my issue. So, I just feel like if I decide to deposit more, I won't have that extra money to just go buy random things. So that's going to be my plan this year. I haven't changed my little direct deposit thing yet, but I'll do it. I just got to see. I just got to see how this is going to work out for me. But yes, y'all, that's not really the point of this podcast. That was last week. So we were talking about resolutions and goals and whatever. This is what I really want to talk about because a lot of y'all had some questions about this. And I can talk about this part of it because it's not fucking me up. I mean, it is, but it's not as bad as the whole situation. Okay, so y'all remember last week when I was just like, this guy was deciding to count my fucking fat rolls or whatever, and that shit really fucked me. And y'all, And then I was like, it really only messed with me a lot more than it probably would have any other time, was because of a previous situation, not with the same person, but with somebody that I really, I want to say that word. Fuck it, I'm gonna say it. I really love this person. Anyway, shit went down and we, whatever, right? Now, he never saw us fat or nothing like that, but certain circumstances has me rethinking myself because of him. And then when my so-called friend decided he was gonna count my fat rolls, that really fucked with me because I'm already questioning myself over said situation with the other person. So that's what this episode is going to be about, and I'm gonna break it down as best I can and tell you how I've been dealing with it and how it really affected me and all this other stuff. And if you're going through something like that, or if you ever do, you can come back and listen to this and maybe something will help you, or y'all could help me. Maybe you'd be like, well, we'll do this differently, whatever. And I just want you to keep in mind, remember how I said that I'm not changing myself for anybody. I mean, I'm doing this for myself, but I think that really pushed me to be like, okay, fuck it. Like, you really have to do this lifestyle change. Not because of them. I really been trying to do it for myself in general, but this is in the back of my mind while I'm working on myself. So basically, y'all, we were just out and I don't even know what the fuck. Like, I had on like a t-shirt and leggings, I'm pretty sure. I think that's what I had on. And I don't, obviously I can't really see the back of myself, you know that, unless you're like in the mirror and stuff. Anyway, we were walking and my so-called friend was behind me. And he was like, hey, G, you know, well, he called me my government name, which please do not ever call me by my government name. I cannot. I just don't call me that. So I already feel some type of way because he never calls me Jen or Gigi or like G or nothing. But anyway, so we're going to use G as whatever. So anyway, he was like, hey, G, you know, you have like 8 love handles, right? And I stopped and I was just like, what? Like, and he's like, you have 8 love handles. And I was just like, so you're counting my fat rolls. What? I didn't even know I had 8. Anyway, so it was just like, no, they're not fat. Like, I love a woman with love handles and blah, 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 blah. So, like, ever since then, I just like, you know what? Fuck you. Like, I can't, like, first of all, when I'm with my friends, I don't be looking at them hard enough to even count the goddamn fat rolls or to even count their rib cage if they real fucking skin. Like, I don't have time for that. I'm not looking at them like that. Now, if they looking a hot mess, I might be like, girl, what you got on today? Like, are you feeling okay? Because you usually don't, you know, stuff like that. But other than that, like, I'm not gonna count your damn freckles or your fucking pimples or, you know, shit like that. So I'm just like, why are you, like, y'all get the point. So I'm just like, why are you looking at me hard enough? And why the fuck are you counting stuff? Like, I didn't feel like that shirt was tight, but I guess it was tight enough where he could see it. And I was just like, okay. I was like, you know, I can't be with you. Because I'm like, I feel like you're just judging my body. Because, like, he goes to the gym all the time. And I just was like, fuck it. Whatever. And, y'all, it really messed with me because, like, I told you with the other guy, like, I'm not going to tell you the story about him because I'm not ready to fully dive into that. But, like, with the original guy, not the guy that said anything. How do I say this without making it seem like, you know? Okay, when I was with him, I never felt ugly or fat or anything negative with him. So when me and him didn't work out, I was just trying to figure out what was the reason. Like, I felt like I did everything right. I, you know. So I was like, well, maybe I am fat. Maybe he just wasn't really attracted to me. I was like, maybe we were just sleeping together and I was just somebody he could poke or whatever and I was available. I'm about to cry. Yo, I'm sorry. There's just a lot of things in my head that I've been trying to figure out. So when my so-called friend said that shit, I'm sorry, it really got me thinking, like, okay, well, maybe he was just disgusted by me and, like, maybe that's why he didn't want to be with me or, you know, stuff like that. So that's why it's really been bothering me. And so I'm going to tell you now, literally ever since that day my so-called friend said that to me, I have been wearing nothing but humongous ass oversized shirts. Like, literally, like, anything to hide anything. I will. Like, now, if I didn't, like, went out with my cousins, my family, you know, I'll wear jeans and nice sweater. But, like, any other time, you won't catch me in anything that's, like, tight or revealing or nothing just because of that said situation with my so-called friend. Now, I mean, I guarantee you, he really didn't mean. I know he didn't. But I'm just like, you're my friend. You know my situation that I'm going through over this other guy. You know I'm questioning myself, trying to figure out what went wrong. Like, what? So why would you say, first of all, even if I wasn't going through that situation, why would you say that to somebody? Because one, you didn't know if I was insecure about myself or not. Even if I'm not, I feel like you just shouldn't say that. So why are you... why would you say that to somebody? You, like, you get what I'm saying, right? Like, so that's why that situation really had me fucked up, because I'm already questioning myself over a person, and y'all are probably like, oh, don't do that, you know, like, it's not you, it's him, and it's not the way you look, he's blah, blah, blah. Like, my friends have told me it all. Like, y'all, it's just a lot. So, me being me and the state that I'm in, I'm not going to say I'm depressed because I haven't been clinically told I'm depressed, but I know I am. I've been real fucked up over the original guy and then this whole situation with my so-called friend. So I was just like, you know, I'm really going to exercise more, y'all, because... well, I tell you, like, before I got, like, super cold, I was outside. I was exercising there. I've been, like, doing stuff at home. And then once my so-called friend said that, that's when I really was like, I really have to, like, go to the gym for real. And I've been there damn near every day since. And, like, I might take one day off, maybe two if I'm real tired. But other than that, and, like... like I said, you don't have to go super hard in the gym. I need to pace myself. Like, I really only need to do probably 4 days a week because I'm in there for fucking hours, y'all. Like, that's how distraught I am over this shit. So that's why I was like, I'm going to just do like 4 days, like 3 or 4 days. And plus with school starting back, like, I'm really going to have to figure out how I'm going to do this. And I think I'm gonna just go after class and it'll be at night, but hey, I'm gonna have to do what I have to do. But obviously I can't do that all day every day like I've been doing. But yeah, y'all, like, I'm telling you, like, ever since he said that shit, like, I'll go to the gym and then be there for like 3 maybe 4 hours, like, just in there doing stuff. And then on, say, like, the weekends, I'll do stuff at home, like, I'll do, like, a workout at home, and then I'll go to the gym. Like, that's just because he said that one thing to me, and I've been questioning myself. So, that's why this year I said I'm gonna go and just focus on myself, and, like, I'm not gonna worry about him and what he said. Like, that's why I'm just gonna pace myself, because I've been in there for, I don't even know how long ago this was, like, 2 months at this point he said that. I've literally been living there. And obviously it's not healthy. Like, I've barely been eating for real. Y'all probably like, girl, what? The only time I've really been eating is when I go out because, you know, like, people don't know I haven't really been eating. And y'all probably like, oh my God, you're not, y'all, like, the shit I've been eating is, like, I feel like babies probably eat more than what I've been eating. It is not healthy. I know it's not, but I'm just so distraught. Like, I didn't know what to do. So I was going downward spiral. And I think what really bothered me is that both of these people were supposed to be my friends. And then, like, like, you're my best friend. And then now I'm questioning, like, why you don't want to be with me and all this shit. Am I ugly to you or this and that? And then my other friend is saying I got fat rolls. So, yeah, y'all, I've just been going down a fucking spiral. That's how my year ended. Fucking terrible. I mean, the year was semi-okay. I had great times last year. I've just been dealing with issues. But, you know, this year it's going to be okay. It's going to be a great fucking year. And I'm really going to put myself forward first. I'm going to put myself first, y'all. And moving forward, when I go to the gym, it's just going to be about me. It's not going to be because of what he said or why this person didn't want to be with me or whatever. I'm just going to do it for me. I'm going to be happy, y'all. I promise you. I'm sorry. Like, I'm crying. Oh, my gosh. But for real, y'all, like, just, you know, I've been doing a lot better, especially since I haven't been around the guy that said that. Like, he still trying to be in contact with me. I just can't talk to him because I just feel like, you're my friend, you never would have said that. I feel like if I was at, like, a very unhealthy weight or something, then you should say something. Feel like if I was, like, on 600-pound life or something, okay. But I'm nowhere near that. So I just, you know. But I just feel like it's best if you're gonna sit there and tell me I'm fat. I don't want to be around you. And even though he didn't say I'm fat, you might as well have, because you said sitting there counting my love handles or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't even give a fuck. It's fat. So, don't want to be around you. So, yes, like, he's trying to be in contact with me, and I'm just like, stop going through your friends. I'm trying to tell these people to contact. Like, it's ridiculous. So, but yes, y'all, like, I am doing a lot better since that situation occurred. I have actually been eating, like, food, like, real food. And not just, like, when I go out with people, because, like, in December, I really only would eat, like, actual food. And when I was, like, you know, going out and stuff, but, like, I'm not going to tell you what I ate, y'all, because I really don't want y'all to, like, sit there and try to follow me and do that, because you're going to be like, oh, I'm dropping weight, and I'm like, yeah, you do, but it's not healthy. I was so fucking tired, and I was beyond tired, y'all, like, I wasn't getting any type of nutrients for real, like, I wasn't getting anything to really sustain me over nothing, like, then I would just be at the gym, like, you know, so it, don't, I'm not saying go on a diet, that's not a thing, do not do that, because diets don't work. I feel like you should just do a lifestyle change and just try to eat better. Like, it doesn't have to be a diet, you just have to do a lot of things, because diets are, like, one of those things where you're like, oh, I'll lose weight, and then you stop. Like, you really have to have a lifestyle change. So that's what I'm doing this year, and it's not because of him, but it's because of me. I'm going to invest more time into me, especially after last year. I should have
the time I invested in that person, I should invest it in me. And when I tell y'all, I invested a lot of time, a lot of time into that person. I feel like if I invested in myself or even somebody else, I wouldn't be questioning myself. I wouldn't be in the situation. Like, I would have been probably happier. But, you know, I'll never know. But that's okay. We're gonna get through this. We live and we learn. And eventually I will tell y'all about that situation. But as of now, I just can't, like, I'm doing better over it. Like, I'm not crying every day over it. But I still have my moments. I feel like once I don't know if I ever fully heal from it. I hope I do. But I feel like once I'm a little bit, I feel better about the situation, then I'll talk to y'all about it. But as of now, that's why you just need that little piece. And, you know, but yeah. Sorry for crying, like, oh gosh, I'm sorry for crying, y'all. And I'm gonna say right now, I'm not the type of person to cry. I've never been that type. I can name a few times I've ever really cried when I was emotional. Like, I usually hold in, and even then I don't cry. You know, obviously, like, when I was in trouble and got, like, you know, disciplined or whatever. And then as I got older, I didn't cry until my grandfather passed away. And then after that, I didn't really cry. I cried when one of my boyfriends just up and disappeared for a month. And I thought, you know, he was, like, somewhere in a ditch or whatever. But that whole situation, oh, God, whatever. That was different, you know. But then I cried then. But I haven't cried over a guy or anything since until last year, and I've been crying ever since. And it's never been like happy tears, so I'm not going through that anymore. But yeah, like I was like, y'all, ever since that guy last year, I've just been crying ever since, and I don't know how to stop. And I don't, so yeah. But I'm not gonna cry anymore. Well, I can't say I'm gonna cry anymore, because I know once I tell y'all this other situation, like the actual situation, I'm gonna cry. But y'all, I hope y'all do not hear that dog barking. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. I just hope that y'all kind of was able to follow this story, because I don't I don't know if I was all over the place. Y'all, I was trying to explain the best I could, because like I'm just not ready to tell you the other situation. So. But yeah, thank y'all for listening and putting up with me and my emotions today. I will catch y'all next time. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Like I always say, the link is in the bio. As a link tree, you can follow the what are we talking about today social media and my personal social media. You can go ahead and message me. We can talk on there. Or you can leave me an email if you want. I mean, you know, I don't know. People email. That's fine. If you have something business-wise you want to talk about, if you email me, it's whatever. But y'all stay safe and take care of yourself. And I'll talk to y'all next time. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today? Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.